Mr. is, I think he's half or at least half Indian. I don't know. His grandfather was Cherokee, I think. Cherokee Indian.
Well,
but his mother's people, they were, I couldn't tell you just what Grandmother Larry's people was their name, and was their, her parents' name was, and they originated up here in Jefferson County. Well, the Cecil, really, his name was but his grandfather, after his mother and daddy separated and divorced, his grandfather had him adopted, and of course we go by, but really would be the correct name.
Well, about when was he born?
My ex-husband? Let's see, I was born in 1906, and he is a year and 3 months younger than me. Could we figure that out? I am a year and from December till April, over a year older than him. So that would make him born in 1908, wouldn't it? About 1908.
Was he born in Knoxville?
Jefferson County.
Okay. And about how much education was he able to get?
I think about fifth grade. Didn't get too much.
Did he also work in the mill?
No, he was streetcar operator.
Oh, really?
Bus operator.
Well, wasn't it? Was
he's still a bus operator.
But when he first started, they had
When we first married, he worked at Foreign Domestic and Veneer, I believe that. And then, not when we first married either, because we were in Ohio. We got married in Summit County Courthouse in Ohio, and that's out from Akron. And we lived there about 3 months, and the work he was doing there, he was working at a rubber plant there. And it went down, and so we were married in May, and the last of July we hit it for home while we had enough money to come home on. And then he went back to work at the Foreign Domestic and Veneer out here in Oakwood, worked there until he went to streetcar or bus operator.
Could you tell me as much as you know, just about the history of the area where you were born, like the neighborhood, where most of the people that lived there came from as a child.
I see.
Just as much as you
We lived on...
Well, that takes back, you'd have to go back to when we lived in the country, wouldn't it?
Well, further back than that, see, I was 6 years old when we moved to the country.
About those people, they would do these people.
I know it, but we lived for about 5 years there on Washington Pike, didn't we, Mother? About 4 or 5 years. And Dr. lived next door to us, and lived. Lived on one side, and on the other side, and Mr. worked at the market, at the old market hall, you know, what we used to have here, market house, uh-huh. It's done away with now, and they